Dette er Radio Jazz, og velkommen til udsendelsen En Snak med Os. Og os, det er
Tia Hoka,
og jeg hedder Niels Wamberg.
Welcome, dear listeners, to A Talk with Us. Yes, that was Glenn Miller with In the Mood. And there's, of course, a sound reason for us starting with this tune. Right, Niels?
Det er helt rigtigt, og det kommer jeg tilbage til om lidt. Men jeg vil begynde udsendelsen med at spørge dig, Tia. Hvad ville du være, da du var en lille pige?
What a perfect question, Niels. As you know, dear listeners, we normally do our interview sessions with going right back to childhood, so I think this is the reason why Niels is asking me. And maybe it will be an unsurprising answer, but I wanted to be an actress.
Men blev du det?
In a way, yes, I did. I went on to study drama, much to the dismay of my parents, who wanted me to become a doctor, as it was the family profession going on for many generations. And I did study for it very hard, but on the side, I was writing plays and formed my own little drama team and did go to drama school and was on stage, and it was fantastic. But now I'm sitting here at the radio, and I think this is the job for me.
Det lyder rigtig godt. Så vil jeg godt lige spørge dig, hvordan kom jazzen ind i dit liv?
Yeah, jazz became a part of my life much later on. But music was always all around in everything. I remember being an only child that I did not like to be alone in the room. So my parents figured out that if they would put a cassette on, because at that time, either a cassette or a vinyl plate, then I would be very happy. And therefore, I was
listening.
And that's the interesting thing. I didn't like anything that was slow. No, no, that was not pleasing little baby Tia. So I always wanted something that was very, you know, fast, rhythmical. And that, in fact, was Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson.
Aha.
That I liked very much.
Det var en overraskelse.
Yeah. So perhaps maybe I can entice you to play a little tune that I was listening to while I was in the crib and my parents were not in the room, if you're ready.
Ja, jeg er klar, og det er lytterne sikkert også.
So please allow me to get away with a little Elvis Presley song. This is called Trouble.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack, because I'm evil. My middle name is Murray. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm evil, so don't you mess around with me. Never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders, no kind of man. I'm only made out flesh, blood, and bone. But if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try it all alone, because I'm evil. You mess around with me. I'm evil, evil, evil as you be. So don't mess around with me.
That was the King, Elvis Presley himself, with a little tune entitled Trouble. And it was quite the step down memory lane to something that was always playing around me. But enough about me. What about you, Nils? What did you want to be when you were a little kid?
Det kan du ikke gætte.
I know a lot about you.
Ja, men måske ikke det her. Nej, da jeg var en lille dreng, altså inden jeg kom i skole, mm-hmm. Der ville jeg så gerne være den mand, der rangerer tog for DSB. Altså det der med at springe på i farten og springe af, mens toget kørte.
And then with the little whistle and the whole shebang.
Ja, lige netop. Og så blive mellem togene, når de skulle kæde sammen. Det kunne jeg godt tænke mig. Og det legede vi.
Ja.
Men det blev jeg desværre ikke.
No, I know that. But what about later? Because I think it changed.
Ja, og jeg går ud fra, at du vil spørge mig, hvordan kom jazzen ind i billedet?
You're a mind reader.
Jeg prøver at gøre mit bedste.
Always. So how did jazz arrive?
Jeg havde en legekammerat, det var lidt senere, det var da jeg gik i fjerde mellem, tredje mellem. Mm-hmm. Der havde jeg en legekammerat, og han var en af de få af mine legekammerater, der havde sit eget værelse. Op på kvisten i et hus. Og deroppe, der var der i et lille tagvindue, det kunne ikke åbnes. Jeg tror aldrig nogensinde, jeg havde været i et rum, hvor det lugtede så forfærdeligt. Men af en eller anden mærkelig grund, så kan mennesket godt acceptere en dårlig luft, når man har været i rummet i et stykke tid,
yes,
så lugtede det hverken af sure sokker eller tobak, han røg med.
But when you say it dårligt lugt, what was it, dirty socks or sweat or what was
det? Det er alt sådan noget, du kan finde på.
Okay.
Jeg tror aldrig, at nogensinde der blev gjort rent i rummet, end sige vasket tøj.
Og, a teenage boy's room in Denmark at the time.
På væggen var der billeder af Elizabeth Taylor, okay, og Esther Williams og Doris Day. Og han havde en pladespiller, en gramofon. Og der havde han nogle plader. Og en af de plader var med Glenn Miller, In the Mood, som vi indledte udsendelsen med. Og vi hørte den gang på gang, og vi kunne den udenad efterhånden. Vi kunne synge med på den, vi kunne lege, vi spillede med i orkestret.
It's fantastic.
Og så havde han en plade til.
Aha.
Nemlig When the Saints Go Marching In.
Louis Armstrong.
Lige præcis. Og den synes jeg, vi skal høre.
Absolutely.
I den udgave, vi hørte den dengang.
I think I can see you sitting there in that room with your friends listening to both Louis Armstrong and also Glenn Miller. What a time.
Vi havde en forfærdelig dejlig tid sammen i det her ildelugtende rum. Det er sjovt, man vender sig til den her ildelugt.
Ja.
For vi kunne sidde deroppe i timevis og høre Glenn Miller og Louis Armstrong.
Well, I just want to go back to your original question to where jazz came into my life. And I started with my baby time and with Elvis. But really, it was much later on when I discovered jazz on my own. It's not that my parents didn't have records. My father was a big fan of rock and roll, which was at that time not allowed to be listened to during the communism because it was music from the dirty, dirty West. So really, it was much later on when I, on my own, discovered a first album from John Coltrane. And I was hooked. I was thinking, what is this? This is incredible. This moves something in me that I didn't think I had. It made me think of things. It made me, as a little, you know, teenager with lots of pimples and spots.
Men hvordan kom du til at høre den?
I was simply searching for music online. I had my first computer very, very late on. But I was just searching for music that I wanted to put on my library, on my little computer back then. I heard John Coltrane in a sentimental mood, of course, with Duke Ellington. And it was phenomenal. It was only later on I found out that the Duke composed this song because there were two ladies that were, you know, trying to find a way to get into his life. And he wrote this song on the spot to pacify both of them. But both that you can really hear this in the tune, but also it was what turned Tia into a complete jazz junkie forever. Should we listen to it? Thank you.
Sådan noget musik kan jeg godt lide. Men det kunne jeg ikke dengang, jeg var mindre, da jeg var lille. Eller dengang vi spillede Glenn Miller og Louis Armstrong. Nej, det var fremmed. Altså, det swingede ikke godt nok for os dengang.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I just remembering how it made me feel, this particular song. It was almost like when you're in water and there's a huge wave coming towards you and it will wash over you so that you will be completely wet. But after the wave passes, you don't feel angry or in any way suppressed. No, you feel excited and you want the wave to come again and again and again. This is how jazz sucked me in. I just wanted to say that, but I want to hear a little bit more about what you mean. So this was too sophisticated, or because it wasn't swinging, you said?
Sådan havde jeg det dengang. Nu er det helt anderledes. Altså, han er jo vanvittigt dygtig, ham.
Coltrane
og Duke Ellington. Yeah. Altså, de kan virkelig spille, og Duke Ellington jo virkelig komponere. Og det var jo en dejlig beskrivelse, du gav af bølgerne, hvordan du bliver løftet op og kommer ned igen og bliver våd og sådan lignende. Jo, ja, altså Coltrane og Ellington, det er blandt mine favoritter i dag, men sådan var det ikke dengang.
So then, as we do in our interviews, I would like to hear, and I'm sure the listeners agree with me, what was it that the teenage Niels Vamberg was really happy to hear? Do you have an idea of a song?
Ja, fordi når vi gik til bal, det hed det dengang, bal, ikke bal. Også? Ja.
It's like a ball. Or, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Men så, mine skolekammerater, de spillede jo ikke jazzmusik, som jeg og min gode ven og venner kunne lide det. Nej, det var jo sådan noget rock og rull.
Champagne-galoppen.
Ja, og en af de melodier, som ustandsligt blev spillet, den skal I høre nu. Bill Haley, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, rock.
Bill Haley and his comments, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're gonna rock around. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7th heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
Det her er jo ikke jazz, og det beklager jeg. Jeg undskylder for alle, til alle lytterne. Men jeg synes alligevel, vi skulle have den, efter vi havde hørt Elvis. Nu, her kom Bill Haley og rockede den.
I think it absolutely matches the fiber and the feeling of the show. And while I was listening to this together with you, Nils, I could almost see you swinging around in the ballroom with a partner and doing all sorts of crazy dance moves. I could see it. Yeah, you were good there.
Og sådan gjorde vi. Men jeg savnede jazzen. Jeg virkelig savnede jazzen. Og jeg holdt op med at gå til bal. For jeg kunne ikke holde ud det der rock og rull.
Yeah, rock and roll. Yeah, this is a beautiful Danish version. But just to maybe get us a little bit back in the mood, almost Glenn Miller-esque way, then I found, after I found Coltrane and the Duke, I found Cole Porter. And this changed everything for me. Not because... Obviously, Coltrane and the Duke come afterwards, or it's a different type of jazz. Not different type, you know what I mean. But there was something about Cole Porter and his lyrics that really spoke to me. Even though English is not my first language, I was enthralled with English, and I found the lyrics of Cole Porter to be both funny, exciting, very smart, in fact, very elegant. And I would like to showcase one song here for you, Nils, and also out there, dear listener, of a song that I also played on the repeat in my little room at the age of 12. And then it was much later on.
Jeg håber ikke, det lukkes så meget.
No. I was not allowed to smoke when I was 12, unfortunately. But this song that I would like to show you next is entitled Let's Misbehave. You probably all know it. But then after this song, if you'll allow me, I would like to play a Hungarian jazz song that I believe has been heavily inspired by Cole Porter. And the task for you, dear listeners, is, do you agree with me? Do you also see the nuances in Cole Porter's Let's Misbehave? And then the next song that I will, of course, tell you a little bit more about after we listen to the great Cole Porter.
Let's misbehave. Let's misbehave.
If you'd be just so sweet and only meet your fate, dear, 'twould be the great event of 1928, dear.
Let's misbehave.
Let's misbehave.
a fantastic rendition by Cole Porter, Let's Misbehave, both composed and written by him, at a time where, and it's maybe only my feeling, of course we all know today that Cole Porter was gay, and I think that there's some kind of way of alluding to the fact that one should just break the rules and misbehave, because...
Det var så klogt gjort, altså, på en måde.
Yeah.
Og jeg kan godt lide, for det første kan jeg godt lide melodien, og så kan jeg også godt lide teksten.
Absolutely agree with you. When it comes to text, by the way, I would find the text to these jazz evergreens or songs, and then being unsure whether I would find them again, I would write them out by hand in a little notebook that I would keep very close in my little room. And it was, again, also a beautiful journey in learning English, by the way, and also just, you know, expanding my vocabulary. Yes, I mean, Cole Porter is an absolute legend. And I'm still listening to all of his songs with great glee. But as promised, dear listeners, if you'll put up with the task, I would like to show you a Hungarian song that was a big favorite of my mother's. And the whole thing will be Hungarian. I'm so sorry. Even though this is a Danish station, here I am speaking English, but Nils helps me with the other political side. But my question is, do you think or do you feel that this song could have been inspired by Cole Porter? Because that's what I hear.
Egy kicsit angyal legyen, egy kicsit démon, egy kicsit csalfa legyen, egy kicsit hű. Egy kicsit formás legyen, egy kicsit vékony, egy kicsit okos legyen és gyönyörű. Legyen napközben házi tündér és este izgató, szerencsére ilyen asszony nem található. Egy kicsit angyal legyen, egy kicsit démon, egy kicsit csalfa legyen, egy kicsit hű.
Altså, denne her ungarske udgave af Cole Porter-sang, for mig lød det som en kopi.
Mm.
Men selvfølgelig, den svingede meget mere end det, vi hørte før. Og så var det selvfølgelig på ungarsk. Hvad de sang, det aner jeg ikke. Om det var en oversættelse af det, Cole Porter havde skrevet, det aner jeg heller ikke. Men det kan du måske fortælle mig.
Ja, yeah, in a way, yes. The main message of the song is, may she be, or better said, there's no she or he in Hungarian, since we are closely related to Finnish. Ergo, the he, she, it is like in Finnish, hen is the same in Hungarian. So it could be a he, it could be a she, but the message is, may they be a little bit of an angel, a little bit of a demon, a little bit of a sexy one in the bed, a little bit of a fairy in the kitchen, but almost saying that this kind of person is not to be found. It's a little bit of a wish, but it has this element of Cole Porter with both playing with words and also being both overly theatrical, but very funny in a way. There's an element of humor in it. And what I meant about perhaps not comparing them musically, but just to see if there was an inspiration, and you confirmed that you absolutely thought that there was. Dear listeners, you make up your mind, and now we are going further on the show with a talk with us. And that's what exactly we're doing.
Fordi yes, der skete jo det, at jeg blev lidt træt af de der baller med rock og rullmusik. Og min gode ven, han sagde, ved du hvad, vi skal ind og høre en rigtig koncert, en rigtig jazzkoncert.
Uh-huh. Did you have money for that?
Jeg kan ikke huske, hvad det har kostet at komme ind, men det har sikkert været dyrt, så vi er sparet op her. Men vi tog til koncert, og hvem skulle spille? Lionel Hampton og hans store orkester. Og det interessante ved koncerten var, at eller jeg lyttede ikke så meget til musikken. Jeg så mere, hvordan de optrådte. Lionel Hampton, han spillede jo både på trommer og på vibrafon, og han var dygtig til begge dele. Men måden, han gjorde det på, var ligesom, jeg vil næsten sige, en cirkusforestilling. Mm-hmm. Altså, han fik jo alle publikummerne til at stå op på stolene og klappe i hænderne. Og jeg blev så betaget af det der.
Yeah.
Og det kom til at smitte af senere hen i mit liv. Og her kommer Lionel Hampton og hans orkester med lavendelkisten. Hvad hedder det på engelsk?
Lavender Coffin.
Life playing dice and the horses,
yes, 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 yes.
From Saratoga to Timbuktu,
yes, yes.
And now that I'm running my last mile, honey, please make my wish come true. All I want is lavender coffin, white gardenias all around, swing bands playing the funeral march as they roll me into the holy. All I want is 11 sweet maidens. They're all singing that you got to be hip. Singing around my lavender coffin, swinging in the funeral step.
St. Peter,
I'm a coming.
St. Peter,
yes, I'm a coming today.
St. Peter,
yeah, I'm a coming. So open all the gates on my judgment day. Hear those angels solemnly swing it, and Gabriel blowing the funeral sound. That's all I want is my lavender coffin when they lower me into the holy ground.
St. Peter,
well, I'm a coming.
St. Peter,
woo! I'm a coming.
St. Peter,
hey Peter, I ain't been bad. So open the gates on my judgment day. Yeah.
Linus, I can absolutely see why you were so completely blown away by Lionel Hampton.
Det var under den koncert, hvor tenorsaxofonisten lagde sig ned på ryggen på gulvet og blæste helt vildt, og vi trampede i bordene, og ja, det gjorde vi ikke, vi trampede i stolene og klappede i hænderne og var helt vilde. Det var sådan lidt Bill Haley over koncerten på en måde. Elvis Presley måske også.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that a lot of our later both jazz musicians but also rock and blues musicians were inspired by this kind of performance for sure, because it has to be a show, right?
Og det var det. Yeah. It's show.
And speaking of a show, I would like to continue with a little tune that I've also discovered, as I mentioned before, Nils, and dear listener out there, after the tender age, or around the tender age of 11, after John Coltrane and the Duke, and also Cole Porter, I found Benny Goodman, and it changed again everything, because it's a little bit of a backwards kind of, you know, way of finding jazz music, or not finding it, but taking it in, if you will. But in my mind, Benny Goodman is really the maker of jazz at a time where he was ostracized by simply wanting to play good music no matter what. And here was this little white Jewish man who said, no, listen, I want to play with the best musicians, and so what? They're black. And he was not allowed to play a lot of concerts and gigs in the South because it was just a big no-no at the time.
Elsa.
Yeah. But Benny Goodman and Stompin' at the Savoy has been part of my my teenage years.
Det kan jeg godt forstå.
May I play this for you?
Du må meget gerne.
Stompin' at the Savoy. Thank you. Well, dear listener, this is a talk with us, and us is...
Nils Wamberg.
My name is Tia Hoka, and we have a couple more songs down the tube here for you. Nils, what happened after this experience?
Jeg var fuldstændig bit af Larry Hampson og hans show. Yeah. Men min gode ven sagde, ved du hvad, nu skal du høre noget andet musik, som også er godt. Jeg har koncertbilletter her til et Ib Glindemann show. Hvem er det, spurgte jeg. Ib Glindemann, det er en fyr, han kommer fra Horsens, og han leder et orkester, ganske vist i København, med nogle af den tids allerbedste musikere.
So you're saying that your friend introduced you to Ib Glindemann, and you went to the concert?
Det gjorde vi, og det var i KB-hallen. Det var stuende fuldt. Orkesteret sad på en scene, og blandt musikerne, det var jo nogle af de bedste i Danmark og Sverige, der var med. Ib Glindemann selv, han dirigerede. Han spillede også trompet, men ikke under koncerten. Men han kunne dirigere og arrangere, og det gjorde han.
We have to listen to Ib Glindemann.
Og hans store, velspillende orkester.
Which one?
Du må vælge.
Opus 1.
Selvfølgelig. Tia, nu har vi arbejdet sammen i 9 år her på Radio Jazz, og vi har spillet en masse forskellige slags musik. Men der er et nummer, som vi begge to elsker rigtig højt.
I know exactly which number you're thinking about, and it has somehow become our signature melody, if you will. And we could not end this show, A Talk With Us, interviewing us without ending with Thad Jones's Groove Merchant. Or actually, it's Jerome Richardson, that was behind this number, but it's in the arrangement of Thad Jones, right?
Han arrangerede nummeret, og det er eventyrligt godt spillet.
I couldn't agree more. Af nogle
vanvittigt dygtige musikere. På højde med Ib Glindemanns musikere.
Couldn't agree more with you, and thank you for the 9 years. I'm looking forward to the 900 more to come. And also thank you out there, dear listeners, for being with us and for supporting Radio Jazz. We are jazzing it up only for you.
Thank you. Jerome Edgerton. And the reed section. Reed section. Roland Hanna. Richard Davis. Richard Davis. Reed section. Thank you.